今天早晨这个 Frumke 弟兄这个称赞说我这个很有口才很会讲道。
This morning when our brother Frumke mentioned the fact of that I was very eloquent in speaking.
这是我侍奉主37年来头一次啊。
That's actually,
这个、人的称赞。
That is actually the first time I've been praised in that way in my 37 years of service to the Lord.
不过呢 我很惭愧。
I'm very ashamed.
因为我向来都觉得自己啊拙口笨舌。
Because I always do not find myself eloquent.
我一直都很羡慕有些弟兄们，他们真是有好口才。
I do admire those brothers and sisters who truly are eloquent.
我实在承认，在为主说话的事情上面，我个人感觉这个压力很大。
I do confess to the fact that when I speak for the Lord, I do feel a lot of pressure.
不过呢，照着弟兄早晨所讲的一样。
But just as our brother said this morning,
主在我这棵树上也挂了一点东西。
Now the Lord has also hung some gifts on my tree.
所以呢，这么多年呢，我就就着主所给我的这一点呢，那么在主面前学习服侍主。
Therefore, throughout the years, I learned to serve the Lord with what He has given me.
不过呢，早晨我听弟兄讲的时候，我也很羡慕一件事情。
This morning, when I heard our brother speak, I also admired something.
既然他有。这么美好的经历，圣灵能让他说中文。
He has such a beautiful experience of the Holy Spirit to allow for him to speak in Chinese.
我实在很羡慕啊。
I do admire that.
我希望呢，主怜悯我，有一天呢，我忽然能用英文讲道。
May the Lord have mercy on me. Perhaps one day I can preach in English.
不过呢，我想我们也不能羡慕太多。
But perhaps we can't have too many things that we admire.
就像弟兄提醒我们的。
Just as our brother reminded us.
我们照着主所量给我们的一点，忠心最重要。
As long as we are faithful to what the measure the Lord has given us, that is most important.
我想，主量给我这一点，我就愿意，希望啊，我能忠心的一直服侍到底。
And I feel with the measure that the Lord has given me, I hope is my prayer that I can be faithful to the end.
那么这一次呢，我和弟兄姊妹们就着使徒彼得、保罗和约翰他们最后的劝勉和激励啊，那和弟兄姊妹们一同来分享。
This time we are fellowshipping on the last reminder and stirring up of the three apostles, Peter, Paul, and John.
我们前面已经讲过，为什么彼得要提醒我们，要激励我们，激发我们呢
？We have already shared on the fact why is it that Peter wants to remind us and stir us up.
彼得希望我们不要忘记了主所已经给我们的。
Peter desires that we will not forget what God has already given us.
或者呢，神要提醒我们，我们许多不知道的。
Or perhaps God is to remind us of many of the things that we do not know.
这是非常重要的事情。
This is a very important matter.
因为我们人很容易忘记。
Because we're very forgetful.
特别有很多时候，我们听到的时候，我们都说愿意。
Especially when we hear the message, we always say we're willing.
我们祷告的时候，我们也说愿意。
When we pray, we say we're willing.
但是眼睛一张开，一做事就完全不一样。
Yet when our eyes are open and we start working, it is a completely different story.
我们完全忘记了主对我们所说的。
We have already forgotten what the Lord has spoken to us.
这是我们天然人的一个难处。
I think this is our difficulty by nature.
我们也需要被激发。
We also need to be stirred up.
我们需要能有更多爱慕主的心。
We need a greater desire, more diligence to love the Lord.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹来到这里，我们心中都渴慕能更多的爱主。
I believe that as brothers and sisters are gathered here together, we have a greater desire to love the Lord even more.
我们需要被激发。
We must be stirred up.
我们也需要被激发，能更殷勤地追求主。
We must be stirred up to pursue after the Lord with more diligence.
在我们中间，可能有很多弟兄姊妹，在你一生的经历里面，你曾经有过那个复兴的时候。
And perhaps in our experience, for brothers and sisters, we have a time of revival.
我们回想当日主怎样复兴我们的时候。
We recall the time when the Lord revived us.
我们真是火热地跟随主。
And how we follow the Lord zealously.
我们读圣经也很殷勤。
And we're very diligent in reading the scriptures.
服侍主甘心乐意。
And we're very willing and wholeheartedly in serving the Lord.
姊妹们，有很多的时候，我们从这样的光景又下来了。
My brothers and sisters, many times we fall from that condition.
所以我们需要一再的被主来激发。
So again, repeatedly, we must be stirred up by the Lord.
三位使徒
，the three apostles,
他们一生忠心的跟随主。
They follow the Lord throughout their whole life faithfully.
他们有丰富的经历。
They have rich, abundant experience.
深深的知道地上的教会在地上的光景。
They deeply know the fact that the church needs to be reminded and stirred up on earth. So before their departure, they left behind for us very important letters. Peter wrote 2 Peter. Paul wrote the 2 Timothy. For John, he wrote the epistles of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John.
2
two are given to the church, and 1 is a personal letter. And this is a very precious inheritance for the church. May the Lord, through these letters, how he stirred up the generation of past.
2000年之后,
2,000 years later, the Lord may use these words again, that in each one of us, the Lord would do the same stirring up. We thank God. God is an eternal God. Our Lord is the same yesterday, today, and yes, forever. Therefore, His words never change. We must pray to the Lord that He use His words to stir us up today. Therefore, tonight, we must pray to the Lord that He use His words to
stir us up today. We'll
share on the last letters left to us by the Apostle John. Brothers and sisters, would you turn to the scriptures with me? Let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书,
1 John.
第一章,
1 John chapter 1.
第一节和第二节,
verses 1 and 2.
论到从起初原有的生命之道, 就是我们所听见、所看见, 亲眼看过、亲手摸过的, 这生命已经显现出来, 我们也看见过, 现在又做见证, 将原与父同在, 且显现于我们那永远的生命, 传给你们。
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us.
第二章,
chapter 2,
我们先读28节,
let us first read verse 28.
小子们啊, 你们要住在主里面, 这样他若显现, 我们就可以坦然无惧, 当他来的时候, 在他面前也不至于惭愧。
And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence, and not be ashamed before him at his coming.
24节。论到你们务要将那从起初所听见的长存在心里。若将从起初所听见的存在心里，你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。
Let that therefore abide in you which you have heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, you shall also continue in the Son and in the Father.
27节。 你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们。自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and ye have not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you all things, and is true, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him.
第四章,
chapter 4,
第13节到15节,
verses 13 through 15.
神将他的灵赐给我们, 从此就知道我们是住在他里面。 他也住在我们里面。父差子做世人的救主，这是我们所看见且做见证的。凡认识耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。Hereby
know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God.
约翰二书,
2 John,
第二节,
verse 2,
爱你们是为真理的缘故, 这真理存在我们里面, 也必永远与我们同在。
For the truth's sake, which dwells in us, and shall be with us forever.
第四节,
verse 4,
我见你的儿女, 有照我们从父所受之命令遵行真理的, 就甚欢喜。
I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, and we have received the commandment from the Father.
约翰三书,
3 John
第三节,
verse 3
有弟兄来证明你心里存的真理, 正如你按真理而行, 我就甚喜乐。
For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth.
第四节,
verse 4
我听见我的儿女们按真理而行, 我就喜乐, 就没有比这个大。
I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth.
我们都知道在12个使徒里面, 约翰是活得最久的一位。
We know that out of the 12 apostles, John lived the longest.
在他非常年老的时候,
in his elderly age,
他写了三部分重要的书。
John wrote these three important books.
那么有约翰福音,
there is the Gospel according
有,
to John. There is the Book of Revelation.
那么也有约翰一二三书,
and there is 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John.
我们晓得只有这约翰一二三书是写给教会，写给个人的信。
We know that these three letters are personal letters and letters to the church.
有弟兄告诉我们说呢, 这三封书信呢, 大概是他在95岁以后才写的。
Brothers have told us that perhaps John wrote these three letters after he was 95.
我们晓得这也是等于是约翰最后留给神百姓的, 话语。
We also then realize these are the last words of John giving to the children of God.
这位年老的神的仆人,
this elderly servant of God,
他通过他一生丰富的经历,
through his rich life experience,
他给神的儿女们带来最忠实最诚恳的劝勉。
He gives the children of God a most true and sincere reminder.
我们晓得在所有的使徒里面呢, 可以说约翰的经历是最完整的。
We can say in this way that all the apostles, John's experience was most complete.
他大概活了差不多将近一个世纪之久。
He lived almost a century.
他曾经观察过这个生命怎样借着耶稣基督带到地上来。
He had looked upon and see how this life was brought from above through Jesus.
他也亲自经历教会在五旬节的起头。
John also experienced the origin of the church at Pentecost.
那么他也看见这个生命在教会里面, 然后看见教会是怎样在地上有一个发展。
John also saw the life in this church and how the church developed on earth.
到最后呢, 我们看见他也在那里, 看见教会怎样从
At the end, we also see John, how he saw the church from the normal condition of the church have fallen.
所以当他非常年老的时候,
therefore, in his elderly age,
我们晓得他是最具资格来给我们劝勉的一个人。
John is most qualified to be one who gives us encouragement.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们知道约翰的执事是很重要的一个恢复的执事。
We know that the ministry of John is an important one, that which of revival.
所以留他在地上活了这么久,
God allowed for John to live so long on earth,
就是为要守住真道。
It is for us to keep, to guard the
能够让神的百姓在他们偏离的时候, 人就能够被带回到 神的心意的里面,
so that when the children of God have departed away straight from the truth, John can bring us back into the truth.
但是我们看见在他晚年的时候,
we can see in John's
他不仅做了一点恢复的工作,
not only does he do the work of revival,
在整个真理和经历上面, 他也做了一个整合的工作。
Even in his experience and in the truth, he does this of a summary work.
弟兄姊妹们, 这个整合的工作,
brothers and sisters, this work of putting everything together, it brings a great blessing to the church.
是很多神的儿女们在属灵的经历上面能有一个非常清楚简单的路可以跟从主。
It gives us a very easy, clear way for the children of God to follow after the Lord.
约翰的言语虽然有的时候很简单,
the words of John, even though at times it is very simple,
但是他那个里面的含义却是非常的深奥。
Yet the meaning within those words are very deep.
我们真是很稀奇。
We are amazed.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
神使用这么一个打鱼的人,
God uses such a fisherman,
没有受过多少教育的人,
one who is not highly educated,
那么他能够领悟神深奥的事情,
he is able to understand the depths of the matters of God,
并且到他那么大年纪的时候,
even in his elderly age,
他的头脑还这么的清楚,
his mind is so clear,
他把主的话写下来的时候,
as he writes the words of God down,
弟兄姊妹, 这些话不仅是真理非常的明亮,
brothers and sisters, not only are these truths very clear,
并且你读他的书信书你发现, 无论约翰福音也好, 约翰一二三书也好, 充满生命。
But even as we read the letters which he wrote, John or 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, it is filled with life.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
therefore, brothers and sisters,
约翰的话,
The words of John.
这是父老之言。
They are words of a father.
这个对我们今天来讲实在是非常重要非常重要的一个提醒。
For us today, that is an extremely great reminder.
所以我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在他离世之前
Before John's departure,
他也给我们一些的劝勉给我们一些的激发
John also gives us some reminders and some stirring up
当我们在这里读约翰的书信的时候
Here when we read the letters of John
我们会发现神托付给约翰的这个执事啊
We discover that this ministry which God has entrusted
他有一些的特点
There are some special points
我想今天如果我们要明白约翰的这个所有的书信的话
I believe we want to understand all the writings of John
我们必须要知道他这个执事的一些的特点
We must understand these special characteristics of John's ministry
那么约翰的执事呢跟保罗的执事有点不太一样
Now this ministry of John is somewhat different from that ministry of Paul
我们可以说呢约翰的执事呢在这里我们可以提出三个重要的点
Here we can say we can mention three important points about the ministry of John
那么第一个点
The first point
约翰非常注意那个起初的事情
John always pays attention to that which was from the beginning
那么第二个点
The second point
就约翰非常注重生命
John emphasizes on life
那在约翰的书信里面呢就指明生命这个词是他特别着重说的。
In the letters of John, this term, this word life is always used.
虽然其他的使徒们也都讲到生命。
Even though all the apostles uses this word as well.
但是约翰呢特别强调生命。
But for John, he really focuses on this word life.
那么还有他的一个特点。
There's another point.
他讲到我们基督徒和主之间那个直接的关系。
John speaks about direct relationship as children of God with the Lord.
我们可以说呢这是约翰呢他的执事中间非常独特的东西。
We can say these are unique points in the ministry of John.
他跟保罗的执事如果摆在一起来比较的话呢
？If we want to place it together with Paul's ministry and compare,
我们看见有许多不相同的地方。
We can see many things that are different.
那么我们用一个比方来说明。
If we want to use for comparison's sake to speak on this clearly,
那也许我们用这个旧约的会幕啊，用会幕来说明的话呢
？Perhaps if we want to use The tabernacle to speak on this.
我们晓得这个会幕啊，不仅是当时神以色列百姓敬拜侍奉的地方。
We know that the tabernacle is not only a place for the people of Israel to worship and serve God.
这个会幕解释了神的心意。
This tabernacle also explains to us the heart of God.
这个会幕呢，也讲到基督徒所有的经历。
This tabernacle also speaks of all the Christians' experience.
那我们可以这样说。
We can say it this way.
保罗的执事。
For Paul's ministry.
是全会幕的执事。
It is the ministry of the entire Tabernacle.
他是各方各面都讲到。
Paul speaks on each aspect of the ministry of the tabernacle.
而约翰的执事呢
？For John's ministry.
弟兄姊妹们，他是着重在至圣所那个点上。
Brothers and sisters, John only focused on the matter of the Holy of Holies.
我们知道当初约翰所以着重讲到至圣所。
We know that John focuses on the Holy of Holies.
这跟第一个世纪教会整个的演变有非常大的关系。
This is closely connected to the change of the first century of the church.
所以我们也可以说呢，约翰的执事。是保罗执事上面的一个加强的力量。
We can say that John's ministry is only an added power onto the ministry of Paul.
我们为什么说保罗的执事是全会幕的执事呢
？Why do we say that Paul's ministry is the ministry of the entire tabernacle？
你看，凡是关于教会中间关于受浸的事
，If you can see anything that has to do with the church, whether baptism，
奉献的事
，Offering，
波饼的事
，to break bread，
姊妹蒙头的事
，for the head covering，
各样恩赐运用的问题
，all the gifts and how the use of the gifts，
长老执事的安排
，for the arrangement of the elders and deacons，
圣徒们婚姻的问题
，for the marriage of the saints，
教养儿女的问题
，of the teaching of the children，
做主人仆人的问题
，the relationship between master and servant，
那么怎么样来聚会
？how do we gather？
怎么样做工人
？how do we be servants workers？
这些呢都是在保罗的书信里面你可以读到
，we can see all these aspects in the letters of Paul。
但是当你读约翰的书信的时候
But when we read the letters of John,
你完全读不到这些东西
We cannot read any of this.
所以约翰所讲的完全是至圣所里面的事
Therefore, all that John speaks of is what is in the Holy of Holies.
那么保罗的执事呢讲到外院讲到圣所讲到至圣所
For Paul, he speaks on the external matters of the courts, of the tabernacle, of the sanctuary.
而约翰呢是专一的讲到至圣所这个
But for John, he is focused on this point of the most holy place.
当然今天我们晓得
Of course, we know today.
至圣所，这是约会幕里面最重要的一个部分。
The Holy of Holies is the most important point in the tabernacle.
因为在这里神与人相会。
Because that is where God communes with man.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在这个中，在这个地方
，Therefore, brothers and sisters, at that point,
如果我们和神的关系是对的
，If our relationship is correct with God,
那么圣所里面的光景就对
，Then the condition of the sanctuary is correct.
外院的事情也对
，Then the matters of the courts are correct.
如果在这个中心点的事物上有了偏差
，Yet if we stray from the central point of the tabernacle,
弟兄姊妹们，圣所的光景不对。这个外院的光景也不对。
Then, brothers and sisters, the condition of the sanctuary, the condition of the courtyard, it is wrong.
我们都知道，当主耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上的时候。
We know that when our Lord Jesus was the Word become flesh on earth.
那时候圣殿还在。
At that time, the temple was still there.
啊，圣殿的外院有活动，圣所里面也活动。
There are activity on the outer courts of the temple, and there's activity in the sanctuary.
但是没有一件事情，至圣所里面是空的。
But there's one thing, it is empty in the Holy of Holies.
所以他们在外面再做多少的献祭，再做多少的点灯、烧香、陈设品，在神的眼中看都没有价值。
Therefore, no matter what activities they have externally, whether it was the showbread, the lighting of the incense, or the sacrifice, it is useless.
所以约翰在第一个世纪还没结束的时候
，Therefore, before the end of the first century,
他看见教会在地上有个偏离的现象。
John saw this phenomenon of the church straying.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
他看见神的儿女们慢慢逐渐的开始所有的注意力都集中在教会外表的工作上。
John sees the fact that all the children of God, all their attention and focus is on the external matters of the church.
他们不太注重里面和主之间的关系。
They no longer focus on the fact of their internal relationship with the Lord.
神的儿女在外面很热闹。
The children of God, there is much celebration on the courtyard.
稍微好一点的也注重圣经。
Even those who are doing better, they might read the scripture. They want some light from their word.
注重一点祷告的生活。
They have some prayer life.
但是那个里面和主之间的关系非常的遥远。
But the internal relationship with the Lord was far away.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会非常大的危机。
Brothers and sisters, that's a crisis for the church.
如果你经常的来聚会，
if you always come gather,
而你跟主之间的没有亲密的关系，
yet you do not have that close relationship with the Lord,
主的心不满足的，
then the Lord is not satisfied.
因为神的心意，
because the heart of God,
乃是要叫我们进入至圣所。
It is for us to enter into the Holy of Holies.
我们晓得希伯来书就专一讲到这件事。
We know that the book of Hebrews speaks on this very matter.
我们的主在十字架上肉身的裂开，
our Lord, when he was on the cross,and his flesh was divided. He has opened a new and living way for us to go within the veil. Therefore, each one of us, all the children of God, can go into the Holy of Holies today. This is a blessing which God gives us. Dear brothers and sisters, as long as we're children of God, we can directly come enter into the Holy of Holies with confidence. Today, many times we do not understand correctly the Word of God.
有人说，哎呦，至圣所我怎么敢进去啊？
Some might say, oh, it's the Holy of Holies. How dare I enter?
我们很谦卑啊。
And we're very humble.
我们常常对人说，哎呀，我的经历啊，恐怕还在外院。
Many times we might say our experience is only in the outer court.
甚至有的基督徒说，哎呀，我更不行，我还在会幕外面。
Oh, maybe some Christians say, oh, not even me, I'm outside of the tabernacle.
也许有的基督徒觉得，嗯，既然还不错，你看我有点祷告生活，我也尝到一点陈设饼，我也有点圣经的亮光，我大概在圣所了。
Maybe some Christians say my experience is not bad. A prayer life, I read the scriptures, have some light. I taste of the showbread, I'm in the sanctuary.
是的，在旧约的时代，你是需要从外面逐步的进到里面。
Perhaps yes, during the old covenant, we have to step by step enter from without to within.
但是请我们记得，
but let us remember,
在新约的时代中，
in the new covenant,
神是叫我们从里面往外面。
God wants us to go from within to without.
第一件事情必须先进入。
The first thing we must do is enter into the Holy of Holies.
啊，我实在感觉这是给我们很大的恩典。
I feel this is a great blessing from God.
我想呢，我为着一些年轻的弟兄姊妹啊，我还需要稍微做一点比较详细的解释。
I believe for the sake of the younger brothers and sisters, I have to go into more detail to explain this.
我们把这个至圣所呢，可以看作是我们天父的内室。
We can feel the tabernacle as the office of the master bedroom of our Heavenly Father.
啊，我们晓得我们每个人都有家。
We know each one of us has a home.
我们夫妻两个所住的这个房间是很隐秘的。
My wife and I, our bedroom is very hidden.
啊，当然你要到我家来做客，你可以在客厅里，你不可以随便往我的卧室里跑的，对不对？
Of course, if you're a guest at my home, you can be free to be in the living room, but you cannot casually enter into my bedroom.
但是有谁可以往我卧室里跑呢？
But who can come into my bedroom freely?
就是我两个儿子。
My two sons.
啊，我的儿子呢， 小时候是这样的习惯，就说开着门就进来了。
My two sons, when they're young, they would just casually come in, even without knocking, just open the door and come in.
哎呀，有时一看他进来啊。
Sometimes when I see them enter,
我心里好欢喜啊。
I'm very joyful.
就像小时候，我赶快把他抱起来。哎呀，我
When they're still young, I just pick them right up and hold them up.
我欢喜他来，对不对
？I'm very joyful when they come in.
现在他大了。
But now they're older.
要他来，他不来了。
Even if you want them to come, they don't come anymore.
就是小的时候很喜欢往我们房间里跑。
When they're young, they always love to bargain.
因为他是我的儿子。
Because they're my son.
所以他有这个权利。
And they have that right.
他可以进到父亲的这个卧室里面。
They can come into the bedroom of the father.
可以自由进入的。
They can freely come in and out.
弟兄姊妹们，他每次进来我都欢喜。
Anytime they come in, I'm joyful.
你知道，告诉你个秘密，有时候他们这么大了。
Let me tell you a secret. Even as old as they are now.
按理讲应该有点礼貌，有时候敲敲门。他不是，他还是开着门就进来了。
Maybe perhaps now they learn some manners. They'll knock. No, they still come right in.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
是做儿女的权利。
This is the right of a child.
今天神已经把这个权利赐给所有神的儿女。
Today God has given that right to all His children.
我们应该直接进到幔内。
We can directly enter within
the veil. 我们必须活在至圣所的里面。
We must live in the holy of holies.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
如果你不能活在至圣所的里面
，If we do not abide in the holy of holies，
你在神跟前所有一切所有的侍奉和生活不可能正常。
Then our life and service in the presence of God cannot be normal.
约翰深深的知道教会。在什么地方失落
？John deeply knows where the church has fallen.
所以他所有的书信都是提醒我们要回到至圣所的里面。
Therefore, all John's letters remind us we must return back to the Holy of Holies.
对约翰的执事
，Therefore the ministry of God
还有他的特点
，and the special characteristic.
约翰的执事第一个特点就是回到起初。
The first special characteristic of John's ministry is to return to the beginning.
因为只有回到起初
，because only when we return to the beginning，
我们才能看见最准确的事物
，then are we able to see that which is most correct，
我们才能看见最纯净的事物
，we can see that which is most pure，
我们才能看见最真实的事物
，we can see that which is true。
所以今天谈到恢复的工作
，therefore when we speak of the work of revival today，
一定是要把人带到起初的点上
，we must bring everyone back to the beginning point。
我们知道主耶稣在地上时候和那些犹太人讲论
，we know when the Lord was on earth when he spoke with the Jews。
主有时候对他们说啊，你们这样讲，但起初不是这样。
You can say all that you want, but that is not what it is in the beginning.
你知道今天地上的教会的光景也是这样。
It is the same with the condition of the church today.
经过2000年的历史
，through 2000 years of history,
有太多的演变
，there are so many changes.
有很多的偏离
，there are many straying.
如果你回到起初的话呢
，if we go back to the beginning,
你看见起初不是这个样子。
We can see this is not the way it is in the beginning.
今天我们眼睛所看见这些东西
，today what we see,
很多东西都是偏离的。
Many things have gone.
但是如果你不能回到起初的话呢
？But if we cannot go back to the beginning，
你就不知道那个错误在哪里。
We don't know where the error went。
我们要真是感谢主啊
！We have to thank the Lord。
在200年前
，200 years ago，
在欧洲主兴起了弟兄运动。
In Europe, God has raised up the brethren movement。
神就是得住这般的弟兄们。
God had gained this group of brethren。
他们把我们带回到起初去。
They bring us back to the beginning。
所以今天的教会在地上呢，才能够得住一些的修正。
Therefore, the church today can be adjusted somewhat。
我们才晓得过去教会历史上很多我们以为是的东西根本就不对。
Then are we able to realize many of the tradition of the church we thought was right, it is wrong。
因为你必须回到起初。
It is because we must return to the beginning。
你才能够看见那个最准确的事物。
Then we can see that which is most accurate。
约翰呢？
For John,
把我们带回到的那个起初啊，比创世纪那个起初还要起初啊。
John brings us back to the beginning, even from the beginning, even further than the beginning in Genesis.
所以我们中文的圣经翻的真是好啊。
It is a good translation in the Chinese.
我看英文是表达不出来的。
I think that is not translated in the English.
啊，约翰福音第一章第一节说什么？
What is the words in the Gospel according to John chapter 1, verse 1?
太初。
It is from the beginning, in the beginning.
你看吧，英文表现不出来。
You see, it's not translated in English.
太初，中文这个太初啊，就比那个起初还要久啊。
So it is from the very beginning. It's even further than in the beginning.
然后说太初有道。
It is from the very beginning.
啊，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
太初有道。
In the beginning was the word.
啊，约翰用了这个道这个字。
John used this word, the word.
The logos 这个字哈
，This word is logos，
代表着一个完整的思想。
It gives us a complete, perfect thought。
这个思想是什么？你再也没有任何人可以加上什么东西。
There is no one else can add anything onto this。
弟兄姊妹们，这个 logos
Brothers and sisters, this logo represents the entire heart of God. It is very amazing. This word is the Lord Himself. Therefore, the Lord Himself is the beginning. He is the very beginning. Therefore, brothers and sisters,
约翰的指示，第一件重要的事情就是把我们带回到。
The first important point of John's ministry is to bring us back to the very beginning. Because only are we able to receive revelation from this word. Then are we able to see what the heart's desire of God is. Then we can see how is the church which God desires. And we know that that Paul was once led to this beginning. Before, Paul and his Judaism thought he was doing right. And that was his pride.
哪里晓得有一天神把他带到主耶稣基督的跟前?
But unbeknownst Paul, one day God brought him into the presence of the Lord Jesus.
他就看见犹太教完全不对。
He's able to see that Judaism is completely wrong.
因为什么?只有你遇见主,
Brothers and sisters, as long as we meet the Lord,
只有你回到起初,
when we go back to the very beginning,
你才能看见今天地上基督教的偏差在哪里。
Then we're able to see how much the church has gone astray today.
我想神很痛心。
I believe it really hurts God's heart.
因为犹太人把对神那个这么重要的敬拜,
Because for the Jews, they have turned the true worship, the important worship to God, into Judaism. But in the New Covenant, likewise, the children of God offend God in the same way. We have turned the worship of God into Christianity. When the Lord came on earth, He had no intention of making a religion. Our faith, our worship in the Lord is not religion at all. But it is a very a wicked scheme by the enemy. But how many Christians know about this? Dear brothers and sisters, only when we go back to the very beginning, then we see this is not what God desires at all. Therefore, in the work of revival, we must return to the very origin. We thank God. This very beginning, it is not a matter of time, but it is a personality. This is amazing.
我就是初, 他就是起初。
The Lord says, I am the beginning. He himself is the beginning.
所以这是约翰他的执事。
Therefore, this is a very unique point in the ministry of John.
我们要感谢神,
we thank God.
主借着这位神年老的仆人,
God, through this elderly servant,
给教会带来极大的帮助,
gives great help to the church.
我们因着他的服侍,
for John's service,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, we're able to go back to the origin.
那么第二个点,
the second point,
就是我们刚刚讲的,
that is what we mentioned.
约翰所强调的是生命,
that is that John focuses on life. Not only does he say there in the beginning is the word. But in 1 John he also tells us this is the word of life.
这告诉我们这个生命这个道是可以经历的。
This word we're able to experience.
它不是一套完整的光是一套完整的理论。
It is not only a doctrine there.
不是一些的教条,
it is not just some laws,
乃是在我们的生命中可以经历的,
but it's something we can experience in life.
所以它被称为生命之道。
Therefore, John calls this word the word of life.
我们晓得约翰用生命这个词的时候,
we know that when John uses this word life,
这个是包括一切的一个重要的词眼。
This includes many important meanings.
因为你把生命挪走, 就什么都空的了。
If you take the life out of this, then it's empty.
你今天有了这个生命,
if you have this life,
弟兄姊妹就拥有一切,
then brothers and sisters, you have all.
对基督徒来讲,
as a Christian, this is very true.
所以因此呢,
therefore, John here tells us, John tells us,
在教会中间,
in the church, everything has to deal with life. Everything we speak must be
alive.
Everything we do must have life.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们不能用那些死刑来服侍我们的神。
We cannot serve the Lord with just deeds or dead works.
弟兄姊妹们, 教会中一切都应该是生命,
brothers and sisters, everything filled with the church has life.
但是今天我们看见地上,
if we see on earth today the church,
有很多的仪式,
there are many rituals,
有很多的节目,
there are many traditions, there are many activities,
代替了那个真正的敬拜,
and has taken the place of true worship. There is no life.
所以弟兄姊妹,
therefore, brothers and sisters, we have to be very careful. Everything must be done in life. When God gives us the life,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是何等丰盛的一个生命,
what a full and rich life this is.
那么在约翰一书里面,
in 1 John,
约翰就告诉我们,
John tells us this life
带来了很多宝贵的经历,
has given us many precious experiences.
因为有了这个生命,
because we have this life,
这个生命第一个特性就是什么呢?
The first characteristic of this life
就是可以交通,
is that we can have fellowship.
我们所以跟神之间能交通,
we're able to have fellowship with God.
我们里面有神的生命,
it's because within we have the life of God. Without life,
我们跟神之间就不可能交通,
it is impossible for us to commune with God.
所以今天呢,
therefore today,
圣徒的交通的根基是建造在生命上,
the foundation, the basis of fellowship is on life.
我们有了生命, 我们就在一起彼此有交通,
if we have life, we can have fellowship with one another.
但今天呢, 这个交通这个词啊, 也都被我们用的,
but today, even this term of fellowship, we have gone astray from it.
有的时候我听见,弟兄我们来交通交通,
sometimes we say, oh brother, let's have some fellowship.
结果一谈房地产,
if we talk, we're talking about real estate.
怎么买汽车?
How do I buy a car?
这个都变成交通,
this all becomes fellowship.
我不是说我们不能谈生活上的事情,
I'm not saying we cannot converse about daily living.
但是真正的交通是在生命里面,
but true fellowship is in life.
尤其你跟神之间的交通,
it is especially this fellowship between you and God.
你必须在生命的里面,
it must be in life.
弟兄姊妹们, 不在生命中的都不是交通,
brothers and sisters, that which is not in life is not fellowship.
你活在这个生命中,
if you live in life, there is fellowship.
感谢神,
we thank God.
我们晓得今天呢,
we know that today,
神之间有交通了,
we're able to have fellowship with God. This is an extreme blessing from God.
所以约翰说,
therefore, John says this fellowship is with both the Father and the Son.
那么当初呢,
at that time, in the first century, it is the apostles who first know about fellowship.
所以可以说, 在约翰一书前面所交通这个是使徒那种方式的交通。
Therefore, we can say the fellowship before the, during the apostles' time is the fellowship amongst the apostles.
今天呢,你我的交通是不是标准的,你就看看约翰一书第一章就是了。
Today, if our fellowship is that the standard or not, just look at 1 John.
如果我们跟神之间的交通是约翰一书那样的交通,
if our fellowship is just like it says in 1 John here, then our fellowship is in God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, do not feel this is very easy. We know from eternity past,
父子圣灵之间,
there is this very intimate fellowship between God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. This fellowship was not open to any other creation. Even the angels cannot enter into such a fellowship. But God is gracious to us because we're the children of God. Therefore, God has opened up this intimate relationship, this fellowship to His children. In all of God's creation, only man has this privilege. We thank God for this. Brothers and sisters, here it also says about this order of fellowship. Today, how do we fellowship with one another? First, we must have fellowship with God. Then are we able to have fellowship with one another? This is from the experience of the apostles. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we must first have fellowship with God. And then are we able to fellowship with one another? Therefore, the first blessing of this life is for us to enter into fellowship.
然后他就告诉我们,
and then John tells us,
这个生命的第二个特征,
the second point about this life,
就是光,
it is light.
当我们一进入这个生命的时候,
when we enter into this life,
我们立刻发现我们活在一个大光的世界里面,
immediately we feel that we're living in this great world of light.
神就是光,
God is light.
弟兄姊妹们，这个光也是圣洁的光。
Brothers and sisters, God is light, and this light is also a holy light.
神就要求我们这些人活，今天呢要行走在光中。
And God requires that we walk in light today.
如何行走在光中？
How do we walk in light?
要活在这个生命的里面。
We must walk, abide in this light.
这个生命带有一个大的光。
Because this life itself is a great light.
然后他告诉我们，基督徒在这个光中，我们彼此。
And then John tells us that in this light that we have fellowship with one another. We thank the Lord. We have a very clear experience. When we are first saved by grace, we have been enlightened, correct? And we confess our sins in the presence of God. We know ourselves. If there's no light, brothers and sisters, no one would know of a sin. If there is no light, we will never know that which is of the flesh. If there is no light, we will not see our own error. Therefore, Christians need to live in light. If all the Christians live in light today, then, brothers and sisters, how better would the condition of the church be today? We need light. We need this light of life. John saw. That when the children of God astray, this light of life has get dim.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
therefore, brothers and sisters,
他们需要生命,
they need life.
我们也需要生命,
we also need life.
弟兄姊妹, 感谢主,
brothers and sisters,
这个生命是光,
this life is life.
那么约翰呢, 很有趣地告诉我们,
now John very interestingly tells us,
在基督徒属灵生命成长的过程中有三个不同的阶段,
in the spiritual growth of Christians there are three stages.
啊, 所以在约翰二 一书二章里面
Therefore in 1 John chapter 2
他提到了 有几个名词
He mentions a few terms
啊，一个是这个孩子们
One are little children
No 这指的 children
he,
这 children 的
话 He mentions children
指的所有神的百姓
He says children is all the children of God
然后在神的儿女当中呢
And amongst God's children
有三种不同的形不同的程度
There are three stages Some are little children. Some are young men. And some are fathers.
啊，我们知道这个是指的基督徒属灵生命成长的三种不同的状态。
And realize these are three stages of the spiritual growth of a Christian.
他告诉我们，这个小孩子的话呢，
It says just little children.
他只知道父亲。
They only know the father.
啊，少年人的话呢，
For the young man.
啊，他们能守住主的道。
They're able to keep the word and overcome the wicked one.
啊那父老呢
For the fathers,
他们能够知道起初原有的
They know that which is from the beginning.
所以你看见属灵生命需要成长
Therefore you see there's this spiritual growth You must mature
三个不同的程度、啊、
In these three stages
也说明交通的三种不同的情形
Also speaks of three different situations of fellowship
如果今天神的儿女们都是小孩子
If all the children of God are little children today
你只能跟他谈一点爸爸的事情
Then you can only speak some matters about the father
我们只能跟他讲说哦，我们有天父天父爱我们。
We can only say we have a heavenly father and the heavenly father loves us.
他是恩典的神。
He is a God of blessing.
啊，他创造万有。
He created all.
供应万有。
And he provides all.
你只能跟他讲这些、啊。
You can only tell the little children such things.
你看见今天在神的百姓中啊。
You can see in the children of God today.
有的聚会里面，你只能讲这些东西啊。
In some meetings, that's all they talk about.
为什么都是小孩子
？Why is it? Because they're all little children.
啊，他们只知道父亲。
They only know the father.
啊。那么有的基督徒呢，他成长的光景到了少年人的阶段。
And some Christians, perhaps there is a stage of young men.
那么少年人怎么样？你可以跟他讲一点关于得胜的经历。
Now young men, you can tell them about experiences of a victory.
啊，你可以胜过仇敌。
You're able to overcome the enemy.
你可以跟他讲不要爱世界。
You can tell them do not love the world.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这些呢就比较长进一点。
Brothers and sisters, this is another maturity.
啊，你看见在有些神的百姓中间，你可以讲这个。
And you can see in some children of God, you can speak on these.
啊，你讲这些，嗯，他们都能领会。
When you say these things, they can understand.
但还有更高的。
There is even higher.
啊，有些是父老。
Some are fathers.
啊，你可以谈谈什么神永远的旨意。
What can you speak on? You can speak on the eternal will of God.
啊，你可以讲讲神的计划。
You can speak on the plan of God.
你可以讲讲神在这个宇宙中间伟大的工作。
You can speak on the great work of God in the universe.
啊。弟兄姊妹，我记得我们头一次读到这个 Sparks 弟兄的书的时候。
Brothers and sisters, I still remember the first time we read Brother Sparks' books.
哎，我发觉我那个时候呢，大概可能稍微好一点的靠近少年人。
I think that perhaps at that time was a little better. I was drawing near to a young man.
我们有点复兴，懂得怎么样不要爱世界，怎么样的对付罪恶。
I have some understanding of some revival. Do not love the world. How to deal with sin.
但是读到他的书完全不懂。
But when I read Brother Sparks' book, I had no idea.
哎呀，有一次我这样子。
And sometimes I read Brother Spark's book and I get sick and tired of it. I have no patience reading
through.
And so I threw away the book.
啊, 不过我当然很得罪主了,
of course, I sinned against God.
然后呢,我想不对,
so I thought that was wrong, so I picked the book back up.
我只能承认说我那个时候不能明白,
I can only confess at that time I could not understand.
但感谢主主带领我们慢慢地开始成长,
but thank the Lord, He leads us that we grow slowly.
哎呀,到有一天我们能明白他的话,
one day we're able to understand those
words.
哇, and we see how broad the measure is. We thank the Lord. Today there are many children of God. On these deep truths and doctrines, we don't understand. Not only do we understand, we also have a desire for it. You know, this is a phenomenon of a father. Now I must encourage the young people. When you cannot understand these deep truths, you must pursue. Do not grumble.
你不要说,
do not think these doctrines are for adults, it's not for us.
弟兄姊妹们, 不是的,
brothers and sisters, no, but you must grow. We thank the Lord.
我们过去的这十年,
before these decade ago, there are many young people, young children,
虽然他们年轻,
even though they're young,
但是他们现在开始对
but now they have a deep desire for the will of God.
所以你知道你在主的光中交通的时候啊, 你要看看对象啊。
Therefore, when you want a fellowship in the light of God, you must see your audience.
小孩子来了, 你只能跟他讲, 啊, 爸爸爱我们。
When the little children come, you can only say the Father loves us.
啊, 你有父亲很好。
It's good, you have a father.
你只能讲这个,
you can only speak on those truths.
啊, 那么呢, 碰到 少年人来的时候呢,
and when the young men come,
我们可以讲讲属灵的经历,
we can speak on some spiritual experiences.
讲讲怎么做过得胜的生活,
and we can speak on how to live victoriously.
因为姊妹们, 如果碰到这些父老的这种经历的话,
brothers and sisters, if you encounter fathers,
哎呀,那我们就可以谈谈神伟大的计划,
then we're able to speak on the great plan of God.
所以约翰很有意思啊,
so it's very interesting here for John.
他把我们基督徒属灵的生命呢,
John tells us of these three stages of our Christian life.
弟兄姊妹,今天我们要行在光中,
brothers and sisters, for us to walk in light today, and we have fellowship with one another in light.
那么今天我们生命的程度到怎样的情形?
Today, what is our condition in life?
弟兄姊妹,我们交通的程度也到什么样的情形?
That is also the degree of our fellowship with one another.
第三个重要的特点,
the third point about this, it is love. There is love in this life.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
因为这个爱的缘故,
because of this love,
我们可以爱神,
we're able to love God.
约翰告诉我们,
John tells us,
爱神的人就是遵守主道的人,
those who love God are those who keep His commandments.
真正的爱神,
those who truly love God,
是吧, 乃是能听主的话又持守主话语,
are those who hear His words and keep them.
我们不仅能爱神,
not only do we love God,
我们也可以爱我们所有的弟兄,
we're able to love brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹, 我们在光中,
brothers and sisters, when we're in light, we do not do that which is in darkness. And we love our brothers and sisters in truth and in love. If we live in this life,
弟兄姊妹,
if we do not live in this life, it is very difficult for us to love others with the love of God. Therefore, in 1 John, there are these words that are very grand. In verses 4 through 8 in chapter 1, God is love. Now consider these words. He did not say God has love, but it says God is love. Therefore, brothers and sisters, God has already given His life to us. This life is a life that is filled with love. This is the third point about life. The fourth point about life, there is righteousness in this life. There is the character of God in this life. God is righteous. Today, God also requires for us to do good. I believe we already shared on these this past 2 days. I won't repeat it. There's a fifth point to this life. That is truth.
弟兄姊妹,
only when we live in this life, then we truly live in truth. Because God is true. Today when we abide in Christ, when we abide in His life, then are we able to live in truth. In Romans chapter 3, Paul tells us that all men are liars, only God is true.
弟兄们常常一直跟我讲，他说：“孙弟兄，你不晓得我最真实。”
Some brothers and sisters might tell me, brother son, you don't know, but I'm most honest.
我从来不作假。
I never say anything false.
弟兄姊妹，他讲这个话就有点假。
Now, brothers and sisters, merely by saying these words, that's a lie.
因为只有神是真实的。
Because only God Himself is true.
没有任何人是真实的。
There's no one who is true.
所以我们永远不要讲说我是真实。
So never say that you're honest, because even by that saying, that statement is wrong. If you live in this life, do not only say it with your mouth, but manifest it by your life. Then that is true. We're not debating by mouth. We thank God. Brothers and sisters, in the church, everything can be false. Only life cannot be false. You can see in the letters of the apostles, they tell us, there are false apostles, they can be false. It's hard for us to discern. There are false prophets. There are false teachers. There are also false brethren. There are false brethren.
不要说弟兄有假，甚至连基督都有假，假基督。
And not only false brethren, but even a false Christ.
你看看在教会里面什么都可以假。
You can see in the church, anything can be false.
感谢神，只有一件事情不能假。
But thank God, there's only one thing that cannot be fake.
生命不能假。
And that is the life. The life cannot be fake.
你从来没看见个假生命。
Have you ever seen life which is counterfeit?
生命不能假。
Life cannot be counterfeit.
所以我们要活在这个生命里面。
Therefore, when we live in this life, brothers and sisters,
我们要活出那个真实。
Then we live in truth.
这也是
This is also a very important factor how we can discern today. Today on earth there are so many things that are counterfeit. Not only are there many counterfeits in this world, even in the church of the Lord there are many things that are false. But we thank God. God has already given us this life. And there's no one who can make this life false.
你说什么,
so no matter what you say,
也不算数,
if you say, you take it back.
到底你的说法里面有没有生命,
then, what you say, is there life in it?
你做什么,
whatever you do,
也不重要,
it's not as important.
要问你里面有没有生命,
but you must ask, is there life in that?
所以作为基督徒啊,
so as a Christian,
我们要活在生命的感觉里非常重要,
it is very important for us to live in this feeling of this life.
我们昨天讲到, 保罗告诉我们要打美好的仗, 要持定永生啊。
Yesterday we already shared, Paul says that we have to fight the good fight, we have to hold on to the faith.
基督徒这个生命的感觉是我们一个最大的保护。
Now, this life of a Christian, that is our greatest protection.
啊, 保罗在罗马书第八章也告诉我们,
in Romans chapter 8, Paul tells us,
体贴圣灵的就是生命和平安。
That is, if we are mindful of the Spirit, that is peace and joy.
体贴肉体的就是死。
If we're mindful of the flesh, that is death.
所以当我们体贴圣灵的时候,
so when we're mindful of the Spirit,
生命圣灵的律就在我们里面发动,
then the law of the Spirit worketh in us.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面就满了生命,
then we're filled with life within.
我们要顺服这个生命的感觉。
Therefore, we must have to follow this guidance of this life.
也许有很多道理我们都讲不清楚。
Perhaps there are many doctrines we cannot be clear.
但是你里面的生命是真实的。
But the life which is in you is true.
弟兄姊妹们，有很多时候, 比方我们在跟别人争论的时候, 你嘴巴讲的都是我对我对,
brothers and sisters,
感觉不对啊,
perhaps you're debating with others, maybe with your mouth you say, I'm right, but you're feeling wrong within.
你生命里面感觉不对,
because the guidance of your life within is telling you you're wrong.
夫妻吵架也是这样的,
maybe perhaps there's an argument between husband and wife. There are many noises externally.
里面一直感觉不对,
but there's just something wrong within.
弟兄姊妹要顺服生命的感觉,
brothers and sisters, obey the guidance of life within.
今天这个生命的感觉, 只要你是一个重生得救的人,
this feeling of the life within, as long as you're one who is born again and saved, you will have this feeling. Even from the moment you were saved by grace, you have this feeling. You must hold fast to this feeling of this life throughout your life. This is a great protection for a Christian. It is because we also live in this life. Then are we able to live in truth?
我们晓得真理
We know that truth comes from that which is true.
今天教会中,
we know that the church today is the foundation and the pillar of truth. And what the church testifies is true. This is not just doctrine which we speak. But it is the reality which you and I, we live out. Today, if we all live in the feeling of this life, there is truth here. Perhaps we cannot speak clearly, but truth is here. Dear brothers and sisters, the truth is a very important testimony which the Lord has committed to us. Therefore, John mentions about this matter of truth again in 2nd and 3rd John. He has these words that are very precious. John says to the church, I love you for the sake of the truth. Now, what does this mean? Brothers and sisters, this means that the love of God is constrained by truth. You cannot sacrifice truth to speak on love.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, we speak of love, but it is in truth.
但是今天呢,
but today, many children of God do not know truth. Because they do not live enough in this life.
所以很多时候讲爱啊,
so many times when we speak of love,
他讲爱你也不能说什么,
when they speak of love, you can't say anything wrong with that. But somehow there's something wrong.
哎呀,
sometimes I feel the love of Christians actually are greater than the love of the Lord. Because that which the Lord cannot love, they also love.
就是因为爱是受真理的约束的,
brothers and sisters, know that love is constrained in
truth.
How can you take away this truth? You must live in the feeling guidance of this life. Dear brothers and sisters, this is very important. We know that in church history, there are some brethren who is not clear on this. For example, there's this older sister.
And
she saw that another sister was ill.
立刻呢,煮了一锅鸡汤就送过去了。
She made some chicken broth to deliver to that ill sister.
这个对我们来看是非常好的。
Now to us, that's a great thing.
哪晓得等到回到教会里面,
but when she went back into the church,
长老知道了,
the elder knew about this.
长老就把这个老姊妹找来了。
The elder asked for this old sister to come.
他说姊妹啊,
and sister,
你烧这锅鸡汤去啊,
now you made this chicken broth. Did you want to make this broth?
还是主叫你烧的呢?
Or did the Lord tell you to make this broth?
本来这个姊妹啊,
the sister didn't even think about that question.
她现在想着在需要就送去了,
she thought there's a need, so I delivered the chicken broth to the elder sister.
长老一问,
so when the elder asked her, she became confused.
哎呀,
so she went back home to confess her sin.
她说主啊,
she said, she confessed to the Lord, Lord, forgive me. Perhaps I was the one who initiated to make this chicken broth for the sister.
你要知道在中国啊,30年代那一代时的圣徒们,他们很讲究这些东西的啊。
You must realize the saints in China in the 30s, they emphasize on these things.
当然这个一方面是因为属灵上的教育。
Of course, on the one hand, there's spiritual teaching in that.
长老的心绝对是对。
The heart of the elder is correct.
他们是希望说,你们知道你们做这个事情呢, 是出于主的呢,还是不是出于主的?
They want the children to understand that when you do something, it is from the Lord or not.
如果我们在道理上面去分析的话,
if we try to analyze it in doctrine, we become very confused.
但是弟兄姊妹,
my brothers and sisters, we return to the feeling of life within. We will not be confused at all.
当主的爱在我们生命中激发出来的时候,
when the Lord's love stirs us up within,
我们晓得我们做这件事情,这个爱心是按照真理而行。
We know then this love is done in truth.
所以呢,你只要在生命的感觉里面,主给你这样的提醒, 弟兄姊妹就放心去做。
Therefore, if it's reminded by the feeling within for you to do anything, then do it.
不要照着道理上面,
do not do it by doctrine. and debate by it.
我们晓得在今天地上的教会啊,
we know the church on earth today.
对很多青年的弟兄姊妹常常在真理上面混淆不清的。Now
there are many young people in the church that they're not clear on the doctrine.
特别今天我们在唱诗歌的事情上面呢, 这个真是很难分辨。
Especially in the matter of singing hymns today, it's hard to discern.
我告诉你个简单的方法。
Let me tell you a very easy way.
你跟着生命的感觉走。
Follow the guidance of life.
如果真是出于主的生命的,
if it is from the life of the Lord, then sing those hymns.
如果不是出于生命的感觉,
if it is not from the feeling of the life within, if there is no peace,
弟兄姊妹你需要停下来,
brothers and sisters, stop.
我想多讲一点也不要紧的,
I think I can share more on this.
因为这是很重要的点,
because this is a very important point.
过去也是有很多 青年弟兄姊妹在教会们，大家年轻人喜欢唱诗歌。
Now the young people in the church, they love to sing.
所以有一次有几个姊妹们关在房间里面，也是大家怎么下令会，关在房间里面就唱诗歌啊，唱得非常的快乐啊。So
there's one time, perhaps it was a conference, and sisters were in a room and they were singing hymns and very joyful singing hymns.
在唱的时候啊，
and then when they were singing,
一个年长的同工经过那里了，
there was an older fellow servant walking by.
他打开门，又是问同样问题。
And then open the door, same question is asked.
他说姊妹们呢,
sisters,
你们这样唱诗歌,
when you sing the hymns this way,
是主叫你们唱的呢?
Did the Lord ask you to sing?
还是你们自己要唱的呢?
Or did you want to sing yourself?
姊妹们没有一个人敢唱。
And so they dare not sing anymore.
他们想我们大概错了,
and they thought perhaps we're wrong.
大家很惭愧,
and they're very ashamed.
那其实弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
要去分辨这些东西很困难,
if you want to discern and analyze this way, it's very difficult.
我们要记得,
we must remember, God gave us life.
你按照这个生命走,
walk according to this life.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
爱,
love
受真理的约束,
is constrained in truth.
但是呢,
but
这个真理在生命的里面,
this truth is in life.
我们处在这个世代的里面,
I feel for us living in this generation today,
撒旦用尽各样的诡计, 那么来欺骗人,
Satan has used all wicked and various schemes to deceive us.
如果我们用我们自己的智慧, 头脑要做分辨,
if we want to discern with our wisdom, our own mind is extremely difficult.
我在各处都看见教会里面这些负责责任的人呢，非常的伤脑筋。
I can see throughout those who are responsible in the various churches, they have a big headache.
碰见一些情况，让他们做也不对，不做也不对。
When certain things arise, whether you do it or not, it is all wrong.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
约翰实在是给我们
Indeed, John gives us a great help. Brothers and sisters, we must return into this foundation of life. If every Christian lives according to this life and follows the Lord, dear brothers and sisters,
感谢神,
we thank God.
教会里面的光景, 自然的,
then the condition of the church naturally will have the power to discern. Because we're walking in truth.
我们都晓得仇敌攻击人呢，攻击神的工作是用死亡，
we know that the enemy uses the power of death to attack us.
所以神解决这个问题的难处是带进生命。
Therefore, when God took care of this problem of death, it brings us into life.
所以我们知道这个生命是非常重要的一件事情。
We know this matter of life is extremely important.
这是约翰在他的执事里面非常着重强调的第二个重点。
This is the second unique point of John's ministry.
第三个重点,
the third unique point of John's ministry,
他就讲到我们和神之间必须有直接的关系,
he shares that we must have a direct relationship with God.
这是每一个圣徒的权利,
this is a privilege of every Christian.
我们刚才已经强调过,
we already shared that the Holy of Holies is open to all of God's children.
当初在会幕里面的服侍,
the service in the tabernacle,
只有大祭司一年一次进去啊,
only the great high priest can enter into the Holy of Holies in the presence of God once a year.
在旧约时代中间,
in the Old Covenant,
其他以色列的百姓没有这个权利,
all the people of Israel, they did not have this privilege.
但是感谢神,
but thank God,
到了新约时代,
in the New Covenant,
我们知道幔子已经从上到下裂为两半,
we know the veil has been torn in half from the top to bottom in half.
哎呀，我每次思想这件事情，心里很受感动。
Each time when I consider this, I'm moved within.
因为我们天上的父亲是多么的爱我们,
because our Heavenly Father so loves us. How he wants to draw near to us. But he knows if he draws near to us, we will die.
因为神是烈火,
because he is a consuming fire. Approach a consuming fire.
神虽然爱我们,
even though he so loves us, he cannot draw near to us.
And
so there's this thick curtain, this veil that has separated us from God. God has to speak to man through this veil. And we know God's heart is not satisfied with that. And man is not satisfied. We thank the Lord. The Lord Jesus came to complete salvation.
And
when the Lord was crucified on the cross, when he said it is finished, brothers and sisters, we can see how joyful the Father's heart in heaven is. So the veil was torn in half from top to bottom. What does it mean that it was divided in two from top to bottom? It is because the hands of the Father have torn it in two. There is no more barrier. The children of God can approach Him. And God welcomes us to come into His presence. Dear brothers and sisters, God is our Father. We must have this intimate fellowship with the Father. If we cannot enter this Holy of Holies, then we have come short of the salvation of God. The Lord has paid such a great and heavy price. He has opened this new and living way for us. And yet, we're still living without the veil. Brothers and sisters, see how this pains the Father's heart. We must enter directly into the Holy of Holies. John in 1 John gives us a great description. It says that which was from the beginning.
就是我们所听见、所看见。
That which we have seen, that which we have heard, that which our hands have handled.
弟兄姊妹,什么叫做亲耳听见,亲眼看见,亲手摸过呢?
Brothers and sisters, what does it mean that we have seen, we have heard, and we have handled, touched with our hands? You only have this experience in the Holy of Holies.
当然这里我们晓得一个基督徒的属灵的经历上面,我们有这三种。
We know that in the spiritual experience of a Christian, there are these three conditions. When you are saved by grace, you can hear the voice of God. It is very precious to hear the voice of God. John tells us that when we hear the voice of the Son of God, we're quickened, we live. If the life of a Christian is not quickened, it's not alive, it's because we haven't heard the voice of God in a long time. We have seen it. It is also a great experience. It is very glorious when we see it. God opens our eyes within. We hear this prayer of many of the saints. Open our eyes, Lord, so that we can have vision and have revelation. And we admire Paul's experience. Now when Paul's eyes were open, how great it is. He sees what glory there is. And Peter saw the glorious majesty of the Lord on the Mount of Transfiguration. How we admire that we see the same thing. Brothers and sisters, this is precious. These are experiences we ought to have today. I remember in 1957, Brother Sparks was in Taiwan because he brought great revelation. And there's this fellow worker who stood up and asked. Perhaps his question was the question of many brothers and sisters. How is it that we're able to gain revelation? You have spoken of so much revelation, yet we do not see it. So Brother Sparks used the words in Galatians chapter
1.
Brother Sparks said, God is willing, and He is willing to reveal His Son in us.
不是willing, 那个字是pleasure.
It's God's pleasure to reveal His Son in us.
神如果能把他的儿子开启给我们是神最大的快乐.
Now that is God's greatest pleasure to reveal His Son in us. So you will have vision. So we have to give thanks. We don't need to plead. But we have to say, Father, we thank
you.
Because it is your pleasure to reveal your Son in us. Brothers and sisters, we need this faith. Now it is precious to see. But something even more precious. We can touch Him.
有多少的基督徒啊,
How many Christians?
在我们的经历中间,我们能感觉到神的同在是可以摸到的呢?
In our experience, we can feel the fact that we're able to touch His presence.
约翰说,我可以亲眼,亲手地摸到他。
John says, our hands have handled.
我们晓得这个摸到的话,
we know that if He has touched Him, it is very close.
弟兄姊妹们,你们坐在这里啊,
Brothers and sisters, you're seated here.
你们可以听见我们弟兄的声音,
and you can hear our brother's voice, correct?
你也看见他了啊,
and you can see Him, right?
只有我可以摸到他,
but only I can touch Him.
因为我跟他最近,
because I'm most close to Him.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so, brothers and sisters,
感觉里面,
in this feeling of life,
主是近到一个地步, 我们可以摸, 接触的,
God is so near that we're able to touch Him.
但是你这个必须要用信心来接受,
but we must accept this by faith.
这是宝贵的事情,
this is a precious matter.
神的同在,
God's presence in the life of Christians, it is something very, very true. It is not doctrine.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果你在信心中接受主的话,
if you accept the word of God in faith, because you have the life of God in you, you're able to feel in your consciousness the presence of the Lord. How precious this is.
弟兄姊妹,在1970年,
brothers and sisters, in 1970,
那以前我虽然已经蒙恩得救,
before 1970, I was already saved by grace, but I did not understand this truth too much.
但是1970年前后呢, 我得到了属灵上的帮助,
but around the 1970, I had spiritual help.
我就晓得在我的信心中,
I realized that in my faith,
我接受神的话语,
I accept the word of God.
当主的话,
when the word of God is matched with my faith, then there's this reality.
弟兄姊妹,
then, brothers and sisters, the presence of the Lord becomes real in me.
从那天开始,
from that point on,
弟兄姊妹,
I feel my condition of my service is completely transformed.
常常去有些地方聚会,
so many times I go to different meeting places. I see unfamiliar brothers and sisters. Now, you know, by nature, I'm very afraid to meet new people. I'm very nervous. I feel a lot of pressure. But there's one thing that I can be delivered. That is when I pray silently in faith. I know the Lord is with me. And when I touch and sense this presence, I'm released, I'm delivered.
我晓得只要有主与我同在,
I know that as long as the presence of the Lord is with me, I fear no thing.
这个在我的生命中成为一个非常非常宝贵的一件事情。
Now this has become very precious to me in my life.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
能听见主,
you can hear the Lord,
能看见主,
you can see the Lord,
能摸到主,
to touch the Lord.
这是在至圣所里面的经历,
this is an experience in the Holy of Holies.
这就是至圣所的经历,
this is the experience of the Holy of Holies.
这是属于所有神儿女们的权利,
this belongs to the privilege of all the children of God.
这是神给我们极大的祝福,
this is a great blessing which God has given us.
我们必须跟神之间能够有直接的关系,
so we must have that direct relationship with God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
如果今天我们不能跟他之间建立这样一种直接的关系,
if today we cannot establish that normal direct relationship with God, then the path which we follow the Lord cannot be long. Just like Job. Job says, I have heard of you. What is heard of you? I've heard it by others. I heard the testimonies of others. But I do not have my own testimony. That's not able.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
约伯说我从前封为有你,
Job says, I've heard of you.
现在我亲眼看见你,
but now I've seen thee with my eyes.
我们看见约伯的生命中有一个大的转变,
and we can see the great transformation in the life of Job.
他跟神之间的关系上面不一样,
we can see his relationship with God is never the same.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
约翰的指示,
the ministry of John,
三个很重要的点,
these three important points,
这是在神恢复的工作上面非常重要的点,
these are important points in the restoration work of God. First, we have to go back to the beginning. It has to be in life. And we must have that direct relationship. Because even before the first century was over, John sees the condition of the church has gone astray from this. There are many zealots in the church. There are many who are busy with the work of God. But it seems like we have put God in a far distance away. God's heart is not satisfied. So John calls with this calling to remind the children of God. We have to return to this normal condition. Dear brothers and sisters, we have to thank God. Today, the grace of God is still with us. We have to receive the help from the ministry of John so that we can be restored to that normal condition. Now, when we speak of this ministry of John, not only is it a ministry of restoration, the ministry of John also does this complete work. This is not easy. Only this experienced life of John. He is able to once again summarize and complete, perfect this work of God. Now, how does he perfect this?
约翰呢，弟兄姊妹们，用简单的字眼。
Brothers and sisters, with simple words, he is able to summarize, conclude all the work of God.
在约翰福音里面，他讲到那个太初而有的道。
In the Gospel according to John, he says, "In the beginning is the Word."
然后讲到这个生命之道。
And then here he says, "The Word of Life."
就是不仅有完整的思想。
There is not only a perfect thought there.
也有可以有的经历。
There is also something that we can experience.
那么约翰还讲了第二个重要的字。
And there's another term which John uses. This is also another word which John focuses on, which is abide.
弟兄姊妹们，约翰用一个真理,
brothers and sisters, John on the one hand uses truth,
用一个住,
who uses abide.
他就把神所有的工作统统把它整合起来。
Then this summarizes all the work of God.
我这两天看, from K弟兄啊，很喜欢用这个,
I see that Brother Frankie really likes to use the projector these last 2 days. So I feel it's very useful. So let me try it out. I feel it is very easy for us to understand with illustrations.
对不起，我不会像他那么画，那么会画。
Forgive me, I'm not an artist like our brother is.
我的图很简单。
It is very simple.
那我们看见呢，约翰呢，
Here we can see.
用这个道这个字。
John uses this word, word.
这个代表着圣经全部的真理。
This word represents all the truth in the Bible.
然后他用这个住这个字。
And then he uses the term abide.
这个住字呢，
This word abide
包含了基督徒所有的经历。
Includes all the experiences of the Christians.
我想只有约翰有这个本事。
I think only John has this ability.
他能够老练到一个地步啊。
He is so experienced.
用一个字把全部真理统统把它包进去。
To use a word and to include all the truth.
用一个字把全部的经历都包进去。
To use a word and include all the truth.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们知道那个在基督里和基督在我们里面。
We know that Christ in us and us in Christ.
这个穆恩德内弟兄讲，这个是今天基督徒所有经历的一个事实。
And this is a fact which Brother Miller said, this is our experience.
我们晓得道成了肉身。
We know the Word became flesh.
借着十字架完成救恩。
It is through the cross He finished salvation.
成就了在基督里和基督里在我们里面的关系。
He has completed this relationship of in Christ and Christ in us.
这是一个重大的事实。
This is a truth.
弟兄姊妹们，过去在西安特会里面，弟兄们曾经在这两个点上给我们有很好的交流。
Brothers and sisters, in the West Coast Christian Conference, we had great sharing on these two words before.
但是在基督里和基督在我们里面。
But in Christ and Christ in us.
必须在那个住的经历里面才成为实际。
Must be in the experience of abiding, then it becomes reality.
如果没有这个住的话呢？
If without abiding,
那还成为一个道理。
Then it is only doctrine.
这个住是一个动词，是一个经历的。
Now this word abide, it is a verb, it is active, it is our experience.
感谢神。
We thank God.
约翰知道神的儿女们，
John knows the children of God
需要
knows that we need to abide in the Lord.
所以在他晚年的时候,
so in John's elderly age, he has the summary of our spiritual experience.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
只有这位老人家,
only this elderly man
跟随主,
who had followed the Lord for almost a century, this old servant, in the peak of his spiritual life, his complete clarity in his spirit, he's able to summarize all the experiences of the children of God with simple words. Brothers and sisters, as you hold on to this term, word, and you can understand it, then you can understand all the truth of God. Because John says the word is the Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, and then John says, abide. If we abide in the Lord, then brothers and sisters, all the experiences are in that.
这些简单的神的百姓来讲，不是很简单的一些事吗？
For us today, that we're so simple people, isn't this great?
所以你不要搞复杂。
And so, do not make it confusing.
你基督徒啊，搞复杂，越搞复杂，你看这个基督徒都越混乱。
As Christians, if we make things complex, we become confused.
如果你回到简单的点上，
If we return to simplicity,
就证明你得着属灵的秘诀了。
Then you're able to gain the secret in spiritual faith. Then your spiritual life is filled with joy.
所以住在主里面，
So abide in the Lord.
这是约翰在他晚年的时候也是给我们一个非常重要的一个提醒。
This is a great reminder of John in his old age.
因为只有在住
because only when you abide, you will have true experiences. Christ in us. And the fact that we are in Christ is something we can enjoy.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们知道关于住这个字,
now this word abide,
约翰是最有深切的一个感觉和经历的一个人。
This is John who has the intimate relationship and experience with this word abide.
住呢有两种不同的情形。
Now there are two different conditions of abiding.
一个叫做与主同住。
One is to live with the Lord.
一个叫做住在主里面。
One is to abide in the Lord.
我们晓得在圣经中的分界线是什么呢？
And we know what is the division line in the Bible.
与主同住就是四福音书。
Now the four gospels tell us to live with the Lord.
住在主里面就是使徒行传。
Now to abide in the Lord is Acts.
我们可以看见，
We're able to see.
给我们做了很清楚的一个解释。
The disciples gave us a very clear explanation.
那么在四福音书里面，他们是与主同住。
In the four gospels, they're living with the Lord.
但到了使徒行传以后呢，他们是住在主里面。
But in the book of Acts, we can see now they're abiding in the Lord.
这个差别是天差地别的。
You can see the great difference. It is between heaven and earth.
我们晓得在约翰福音 第一章里面,
we know that in John chapter 1,
约翰呢，头一次遇见主的时候，
the first time when John met the Lord,
约翰，使徒约翰本来是施洗约翰的门徒。
Now John, the apostle John, he was a disciple of John the Baptist.
所以这个施洗约翰说， 看哪神的羔羊。
And when John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God.
他们两个人就跟着主去了。
So both of them, they followed the Lord.
主就回答说， 你们要什么？
And the Lord asked them, what do you want?
你知道这句话很重要啊。
Now, these words are very important.
你说, what are you looking for? 你们要什么?
Now, what are you looking for?
弟兄姊妹, 他们两个说, 主在哪里住?
And they asked the Lord, Lord, where do you live?
主说你们来看。
Now, come and see.
那么从那天就开始跟主住。
And so, from that point on, they live with the Lord.
所以约翰是很懂得什么叫做与主同住。
So, John really knows what it means to live with the Lord.
当然与主同住的经历也是很奇妙。
And of course, this living with the Lord is also a very amazing experience.
哇，天天看主在那里行神迹。
Daily, we see the Lord performing miracles.
哇，听主讲很奇妙的道。
And we hear the great words of the Lord.
哇，看主怎么样应付这些人。
And we can see how the Lord handles all these people.
哇，门徒们的常常都是很惊异的。
All the disciples always stand in awe.
一下又来一个神迹，一下又来一个神迹。
Again and again, there are miracles being performed.
哇，他们稀奇，这是什么样的人？
And they're amazed. Who is he?
弟兄姊妹，跟主住在一起是很好的。
Brothers and sisters, yes, it is good to live with the Lord.
但是等到五旬节以后呢？
But after Pentecost,
他们住在主里面。
They abide in the Lord.
这个时候我们看见，
here we see it as a completely different story. All the experiences of the Lord now becomes theirs.
现在是旁边人稀奇他们，
Now others are in awe of them. Who are they?
所以弟兄姊妹, 你要住在主里面,
so, brothers and sisters, we must abide in the Lord. Then we're able to experience all these precious experiences.
今天呢, 你跟主同住,
today, if we live with the Lord,
你可以有自己的兴趣,
we can have our own interests. We have our own temperament.
啊, 你有自己的计划,
we have our own plan.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我给你们讲一件很有趣的事情,
let me tell you something humorous.
我刚出来侍奉主的时候,
when I first came out to serve the Lord,
有一个年长的同工,
there is an older fellow worker.
他有一个很麻烦的儿子,
he had a very troublesome son.
他说这个孙弟兄出来侍奉主,
now this brother son, he's coming out to serve the Lord. So he wrote to me.
他说好不好啊,
would it be good?
我把我的儿子送到你那里,
let me send my son to live with you for some time.
我都知道他那个儿子很麻烦,
now I know his son was a lot of trouble.
但是呢, 我又不好意思推,
but I did not feel right to decline his offer.
啊, 所以我很勉强,
so I kind of forcefully said, yes,
哦,
that's fine.
这个爸爸很高兴,
oh, the father was very joyful.
因为这个爸爸呢,希望我影响他,
because the father wanted me to have some good influence on his son.
哦, 到那天我们到飞机场迎接他,
so on the day, we went to the airport to pick him up.
哇, 我一看他下来, 我就这个麻烦了,
I looked at him, I said, oh, trouble is headed my way.
他一个手拎着一个保龄球,
on the one hand has this bowling ball,
这个手呢, 拿着一个那个网球拍子,
and on the other hand he had a tennis racket,
穿个短裤,
and he had shorts on,
戴个这个棒球帽,
and he had his baseball cap on.
哇, 我一看他来度假,
I said, oh, he must be coming for vacation.
果然跟我住在一起, 那真是给我很多麻烦,
and yes, he lived with me and gave me a lot of trouble.
每天都是玩到半夜才回来,
every day he would come out in the middle of the, come back home in the middle of the night.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这个叫做
this means to live with you.
你知道今天我们很多基督徒就是与主同住,
now many times that's our scenario, our picture, when we live with the Lord,
带着自己的计划, 自己的心意,
we have our own plans, our own hobbies,
自己的热心, 我们跟主住在一起了,
that's what I like to do. Now I go live with the Lord.
你看当初门徒们跟主住在一起, 不知道给他找多少麻烦,
and this is the same with the disciples. When they lived with the Lord, they gave so much trouble to the Lord.
他们不仅听主的教训,
not only did they hear the teaching of the Lord,
他们有时候要给主一点指教,
but sometimes they want to teach the Lord,
主你应该这么做,
Lord, you should do this, you should do that.
有时候是说,
Lord, everyone's going to Jerusalem,
你要宣扬,
you should go too.
你是不能在这里啊,
you have to make yourself known, so don't remain there. Look at the disciples, living with the Lord gave the Lord so much trouble.
所以弟兄姊妹们与主同住,
so brothers and sisters, living with the Lord, yes, we can see many wonderful miracles,
但是呢,
but we cannot experience the experiences of the Lord.
但是等到你,
but when we abide in the Lord,
那完全不一样,
it is completely different.
啊,
today we know, even with advancement in medicine,
只有是我的才能在我里面,
only when we eat it, then it's in us.
我把一个弟兄最好的心移到我的里面来, 我的身体不对, 这个不是我的,
if we try to transplant someone else's into mine, there's a rejection. That is not mine. There's a rejection there.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
只有是我的才能在我里面,
only that which is of mine can be in me.
你要知道,
you know how much grace that is.
你要脱离你自己的脾气吗?
If you want to get rid of your own temper,
去住在主里面,
abide in the Lord.
你没办法把你的脾气带到主里面去,
you cannot bring your own tempers into the Lord.
你要不要爱世界吗?
You don't want to love the world?
你去住在主里面,
abide in the Lord.
你要丢弃你的骄傲吗?
You want to get rid of your pride?
你不要一天到晚祷告,我很骄傲,你把我拿掉,拿掉,
do not just pray to the Lord, Lord, take away my pride, take away my pride. No, that will not be taken away.
你只要住在主里面, 你就自然的不骄傲,
abide in the Lord, then you will not be prideful.
你看门徒们一住在主的里面,
you can see when the disciples abide in the Lord,
各样美好的经历都来了,
they have all these wonderful experiences.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
这个住在主里面,
this abiding in the Lord,
这是
this is such a wonderful grace from God to us today. God requires that we abide in Him. This is a great blessing for us. John tells us, it's life that awaits for the Lord's return. The most important thing is to abide in the Lord. If we're able to abide in the Lord, when we, the Lord returns, we will not be ashamed. We can meet Him in confidence. John tells us, if we abide in Him, we sin not.
你住在主里面, 主爱深厚,
If we abide in the Lord, His love fills us.
如果住在主里面,
if we abide in the Lord,
你就有结结实实的生命,
we will have a pure life.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这个住在主里面的经历,
this abiding in the Lord, this experience
is
indeed a very precious experience.
那么谁能住在主里面?
Now, who is able to abide in the Lord?
约翰告诉我们,
John tells us, very simple.
弟兄姊妹, 第一个,
First, brothers and sisters, John tells us, what must hear the word of the Lord.
在约翰一书第二章告诉我,
in 1 John chapter 1,
他说你务要将那从起初所听见的长存在心里面,
in 1 John chapter 2, it says, you, what you have heard from the beginning, keep in you.
若从起初所听见的存在心里面，就必住在子里面，也住在父里面。
If you keep what you have heard from the beginning in you, then you abide in the Father and in the Son.
我们晓得这个起初就是主的话。
We know this beginning is the word of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，在基督徒的生命中，
brothers and sisters, in the life of Christians,
再也没有比主的话。
There is nothing else more precious than the word of God. After you hear the message, go home and pray. Allow for the Lord to speak again in you. And the life of the Lord enters. Brothers and sisters, then abide in the Lord. John also tells us, we must follow the anointing, teaching of the anointing, and abide in the Lord. The anointing of the Holy Spirit leads us to abide in the Lord. He also tells us, if you follow the anointing, you do not need any man to teach you anything. Do you think that John is very bold in saying this? No, the children of God, they need teaching. There are many brothers and sisters who believe, newly saved brothers and sisters, they need teaching. And some brothers said to me, no, let me go and teach him. Someone like him needs to be taught. But John said, as long as you're living by the anointing, you need no one to teach you anything. I remember an older sister before. She is very experienced in the Lord. She is very filled with the anointing in interpreting the word of God. Many sisters who don't understand what they're reading, go and ask her. And when you ask this old sister, how do you interpret, explain these words? She says, no, I don't know. And they were amazed. How is it that you don't know? You always teach us and you explain it so well. How come you say you don't know? She said, I don't know. And so then the sister asked her,
姊妹你得救没有啊?
And the sister, the older sister asked the sisters to ask her, are you saved?
姊妹说,我当然得救了几十年了。
And the sister said, of course I'm saved, I've been saved for decades.
那么圣灵有没有住在你里面?
Is the Holy Spirit abiding in
当然有啊。
you?
当然有啊。
Yes, of course.
哦,他那很简单。
No, very simple then.
你回去问圣灵。
Go back home and ask the Holy Spirit.
我不懂。
I don't understand.
他懂。
The Holy Spirit knows.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我觉得我们的老姊妹是一个真正的跟随圣灵的人。
Now, this old sister is one who truly follows the Holy Spirit.
哎呀,我常常觉得我都犯错。
I feel I'm always wrong.
有的弟兄姊妹跑来,一问我马上就给他解释。
Some brothers and sisters come ask me, I immediately explain it to them.
哎呀,我这个代替圣灵。
And I'm taking the place of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters, we must believe that the Holy Spirit abides in each one of us. We must mutually encourage one another to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. When we're following the teaching of the anointing, we will understand the word of the Lord. When I was young,
弟兄姊妹们,
I was also taught by many older brothers and sisters. Now I treat these brethren as my teacher. Oh, especially Brother Watchman Nee's books. So when I read it, there's great light in them. But later I discovered there's this difficulty.
那段圣经啊,
now those scriptures, each time when I read the same portion of scripture, it is Brother Nee's explanation. It seems like that's the standard answer. No longer do I see anything else. Of course, that is not as bad. Indeed, those explanations help me and
survive
me. But let us know we have a greater teacher. The Holy Spirit abiding in us is a great teacher. So when I follow the Holy Spirit and read the Word of God, then I discover the Holy Spirit Spirit himself can teach me.
你们原谅我，有时候我读出一点亮光。
Forgive me, sometimes when I read and I get some light.
哎呦，我一读到前面的弟兄，哎呦，他跟我的看见一样。
When I see, then the brethren before me, oh, we see the same way.
哇，我心里很开心啊。
How joyful I am. Oh, how joyful I am. We see it in the same way.
这个我不是从他的参考书读来的。
It's not because I got the idea from reading the reference book.
那是圣灵直接给我的。
It's because the Holy Spirit himself have taught me.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
今天我们在属灵的事情上，一切都是活的。
Today, in all spiritual matters, it is living. We must learn to follow the teaching of the anointing. This glorious result, this important result will come about then as abiding in the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, in the late age of John, he gave us this important letters. It is a great important reminder for us today. Because John knows most of the children of God are weak. We are little children.
属灵的真理呢，用一个非常简单的方式来把它表达出来。
Therefore, John explains to us in a very simple way these spiritual doctrines.
使每一个蒙恩神的儿女都能够进入。
That is, all those who are saved by grace can enter into such.
所以我们要感谢主。
We have to thank the Lord.
在这个年初的时候,
in the beginning of this new year,
我们在借着约翰的指示提醒我们,
through the ministry of John, the Lord reminds us,
激发我们,
to stir us up,
盼望在主回来的日子之前,
so that before the day of the Lord's return,
我们因着这些话语蒙恩,
because of these words, there will be grace for us.
因此, 我们属灵的生命,生活的光景能够比以往更美好。
That our spiritual life, our spiritual condition would be even better.
好像我们有美好的光景迎接主。
That we would meet the Lord's return with a better condition. May the Lord bless His words. Let's bow forward a prayer.
主，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving to Thee.
你是何等的爱我们。
How much You love us.
主啊，你借着这些使徒们。
Lord, through these apostles.
实在给我们有重要的提醒。
Indeed, You give us such important reminders.
也给我们灵里面有激发。
And You stir our spirits up.
主啊，我们要重新一次把这些话交在真理的圣灵手中。
Lord, once again, we want to commit these words to the Holy Spirit.
愿真理的圣灵引我们进入实际。
So that the Spirit of Truth would lead us into all reality.
愿我们在地上还有不多的日子。
That even in our remaining days on earth,
我们能进入你所要我们进入,
that we'll enter into everything that you desire for us to enter into,
我们应当脱离的,
that we'll depart away from everything we ought to,
叫我们生命有更新,
so that there will be a renewal of our life, that we would love you and love your appearing even more, that we'll even be more diligent in pursuing after you.
主啊，祝福所有属于你的人,
Lord, bless all those who belong to you.
我们再次把心中的感谢、赞美、爱戴都归给你。
Again, we give you all the praise and thanksgiving in our hearts to you. Listen to our prayer. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.